when we came back from Niagara, and we were just sitting, and it was really quiet, and then we were going to pray. There was a bird outside the window, and I could hear it just having a conversation with God. It was so, it would say something, and then it would stop, and then it would be totally different. And I just was like, yeah, all creation sings and declares its praise to its maker. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you're the maker of heaven and earth. And that, Lord, we just need to have our eyes and ears open by you so that we can hear you. I just pray for that.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering.
cornerstone.
Yeah. potential to rock my faith, I guess.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I'm so grateful for how you have protected and carried that treasure. I want to treasure that, Lord God. The blessings that you have poured out in my life. And Lord, I also want to acknowledge that should those days come, Lord, that I want to remain steadfast and sure in your love and recognize you as Lord of all. And my safety, my anchor. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling, who are going through the deep valleys and the darkness, when that darkness seems to try and hide your face. I pray against the enemy's advances, but I pray against just those trials and testings in people's lives, Lord. Loneliness or sickness or loss of job or so many different areas, Lord God. Your hedge, your protection around your children. They would see you as their anchor and hold steadfast to you.
Just a couple different psalm verses that kind of just popped out to me during that song. It is, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offense in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." And then as Larry started to pray, it just was, "Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Protect me from men of violence who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day." And then it just jumped down to, "O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry of mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud." And so, Lord God, I pray that we recognize and we come to you, Lord God, and that we are just able to fight unto you, Lord God, and for your glory, and just be able to recognize the difference between good and evil, Lord God. And I know that we have your spirit in us, Lord God, that helps us to discern, but I pray that we just are able to walk in that more and more, Lord God, and that we're able to fight effectively for you, Lord God. So I pray this out, Lord, and just praise you that you are a God of justice, Lord God, and a God of peace and just mercy, Lord God.
Lord, I keep seeing the anchor to you as the anchor and our anchor, and I just pray that others will see us holding on to that anchor and come to you as well. And I just thank you for giving us your strength and boldness, and may we just proclaim your gospel more and more, and just draw people to you.
Thank you. Lord, give us the strength and the courage, Lord, to speak your words at any time. Just feel you flowing through us all the time, no matter who's around, whether we're by ourselves or with unbelievers. Let they see you shine through us, Lord. Lord, let them see that they go with them. You don't know that, but you know that.
longer I. different reasons.
Thank you. dirás, Toni nada sola, cantaré ni historia natale, contaré ni historia de ti, contaré ni cona, para estudiar la cani ona, nastura ni conare, nastura ni cani, honi nastura ni coni, para nastura ni canare nastara, hantira na cona, para fino canare ni historia na, para ni historia na cani.
I sound like an something being thrown into the ground, like an explosion, and then like dark arms coming out. It was like
creation of God's like a fog, and it's just presence just hovering into the waters. I don't know if that's power or if that's just his presence.
But
that kind of goes with mine. I was completely immersed under the water and looking up, and you know how you see that the glimmer, the sparkling of the light. But I was able to breathe, and it was calm, but I was completely under the water.
No.
Like my sense of what it was that kind of fit in too, but just of being ready. And that, like what Mary was saying about the chicks, it's like that protection and that covering, but something's coming, like that darkness, something is coming, and we need to be.
And when God Josh was blowing the shofar, I saw above the dark arms, like, light just, like, covering him. It's almost a sense of, like, I'm here.
Back to one spot, and then the shofar being like those bursts of, I guess, light, kind of almost like a sound wave pushing back.